Blog Talk Radio.
Are you doing Diamond Dallas Page's yoga?
Of course.
It ain't your mama's yoga.
You don't know what it is like to be Jake the Snake.
I always had a problem with alcohol and drugs. I couldn't get out of a chair.
He was an icon in the ring.
Oh! At his peak, he had everything.
In the late 90s, Scott Hall was as big, maybe bigger than any of them.
8 years ago, I broke my neck. I've been in a lot of pain. The MRI showed that that I have to retire.
My buddy here, I kind of helped him along his way when he wanted to get into wrestling, and he returned the favor 10 times fold.
He looks like he did back when he was on top headlining WrestleMania.
It's a real victory for me. I can straighten my hands now.
I find it just unbelievable that people care about me, because there's a long time where I didn't care about me.
I got to tell you, and I'm not just blowing smoke either, I honestly felt an energy change in the first workout. I can get into contorted shapes just in 3 weeks of doing this.
If I can do this, anybody can do it. Don't give up. Don't give up. Stay down.
It's DDP
Radio.
High five.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to another hour of DDP Radio. I am DDP, and I am back for a show here. I want to thank my girl Stacy Morris, who can't be with us here tonight, for stepping in with me, and the one and only Sparky, man. How are you doing tonight, bro?
I'm doing fantastic, actually. Really busy, but fantastic. Thanks.
And, dude, I've seen you all over the Team DDP Yoga site, man. You're just, like, inspiring people left and right, bro. I'm just so grateful for the time you put into that, man. So is everybody. It's really awesome.
Oh, and you're certainly welcome, man. It's a pleasure to do.
Before we get into anything today, I got to make a bunch of announcements. And one is, if you missed HBO Real Sports last night, that doesn't mean you won't get a chance to see it. Spark, did you get a chance to see the show last night?
I DVR'd it. I came home to watch it, and somebody replaced it with a Team Umizoomi.
Well, that leads me to my next thing, because it's beyond 20 times. Robert, did you get a chance to see it?
No, I don't have HBO, man.
Okay, well, that's okay, because we'll have it up on Facebook DDP Yoga probably tomorrow. Yeah.
But I saw D-Man, and you were fantastic.
Oh, you're here. Our girl is here.
I'm here.
I didn't know she was here. Awesome.
Yep.
Glad to have you here, Stace. So you got a chance to see it?
I just thought it was so inspiring. And as I told you last night in the email, you can try all you want to take out the magic of yoga and the spirituality. You have too many resurrection stories, you know? You're stuck with it.
Hey, you do have a point there. And Robert, hit me with a text on the message board. I think I got it up here now, so you can hook me on that. But yeah, anybody who missed the premiere spot of that last night, Frank DeFord, who was just like the nicest guy, and one of the legendary interviews of all time, man. When I was doing that interview with him, he was just so genuine, so cool, and you could tell he really put his work in. I mean, he's interviewing a bunch of wrestlers, and he knew our stuff. I mean, he really researched us and may have known about us a little bit on top of that. But we talked for 3 hours, and yeah, 3 hours. And at the end, I swear to God, he said this to me. He said, "Dallas," he goes, "I'm going to tell you, this is one of the favorite interviews I've ever done." And I started laughing. I go, "Yeah, right." I said, "I'll bet you say that to everybody." And he said, "No, I don't." Like that.
Wow.
And he was talking about Mike Tyson. I brought up Mike Tyson because I think his one-man show is amazing. And I said, "So did you get a chance to see Mike Tyson's show?" He goes, "No, I didn't get a chance to see that." He goes, But he stiffed me twice on two interviews. I go, seriously? He goes, he no-showed me. He said the second one, he was getting on a plane to go to Vegas, and he looked around and realized Tyson's not on the plane. So he got up and left, and that was back in Mike's wilder days. But he said since then they had fixed it and everything. But it was funny because after we slid to that, after he said that, no, he doesn't say that, I looked at him and I go, yeah, Frank, but who the hell have you ever interviewed anyway? And he burst out laughing. So it was very, very cool. It was a great segment. And, you know, it started out talking about the, those of you who missed it, it started out talking about, you know, the sad stories in our business about how many of the guys who have passed way too early died before they were, you know, 45, many of them. And, you know, long before some of them. But that there was a different story out there. And this is one of the first really positive stories out there for wrestling in a while that's this genuine and real. And you know, the story of Jake and Scott and how great they're doing right now. I got a one-on-one workout with Scotty today. Jake Roberts got his hair done yesterday. I'm sure there'll be videos and all sorts of stuff on that. You'll get to see Jake's going to have a nice head of hair coming from the front. They pulled it from the back, put it in the front, and he's throwing it all out. And he went for, like, the big job, so his head's swollen like a grapefruit right now. But he's gonna have some hair in that whole front part of his head, so he's pretty excited about that. But I really want to take the time to thank so many of my buddies, so many of the superstars out there that took the time to tweet, like, their own tweet version of the HBO deal. And that goes out to Dustin Rhodes, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Kevin Nash, Mick Foley, JR. Thanks so much, JR. Gabe Iglesias actually made his own little 11-second intro to the video that put out there for the trailer. Sean Waltman, who really is the one who put everything together, that put me and Scott together when he thought he was at his darkest moment, and put me and Jake with Scott, that helped really, you know, turn Scott's life around. He was the beginning of that. Lisa Marie, Howard Fink, the Finkel, Michael Manna, who's better known as Stevie Richards, who's actually working on his certification for DDP Yoga. That's very cool. Tommy Dreamer, Al Snow, another monster advocate of DDP Yoga, along with Lodi and Sho Funaki, Trinidad, my girl Reb Sky, Matt Hardy, what an awesome dude, I love that cat. Dennis Haskins, better known as Mr. Belding, and one super dude. Shelly Martinez, who pulled me aside at WrestleMania and pulled me aside and thanked me so much because of the breathing video, because she has problems with her breathing and panic attacks, and that had helped her so much. So, you know, take it from Shelly, you know, through me, that really made a difference for her. Arda Akal, who's out of Canada, and a great, he's done a couple of really good interviews with me up there in Canada. The Headbangers, I love those guys. My boys over at On It, you may have seen that hemp protein powder I'm pushing. I don't make any money for it. I'm just telling you it's awesome, and I only tell people about things that taste amazing. My boy Robert Flores over at ESPN. Of course, the boys at TNA, especially Gunner, and my boy Cowboy Storm. And my boys over at WWE who really took the time to put it out there, shout it out. Zack Ryder, Tyson Kidd, Titus O'Neil, Curtis Hawkins, and my man Joey Styles. So that was very cool, those cats, to really put it out there. They got a really great rating. They got really amazing response, especially on Twitter. And for all you guys who tweeted it out there, all you guys who are on Twitter out there, and I'm sure my boy Billy is pumping it out there that we're up and live on Twitter right now. Buddy Mick Foley, he came by to see us here in Atlanta before he'd done one of his shows, and he was doing his comedy act, which I am the closing act, well, whoever impersonates me that night. Someone told me that they heard that Dolph may have been impersonating me at in the Cookie Story. I'm not sure if he did it or his girl who stands in for him, but very funny show. If you get a chance to see Mick Foley, I totally endorse it. He is so funny, and I've seen him like four times, and he's always telling different stories. He closes with the DDP Stone Cold Steve Austin Mick Foley cookie story, which is priceless. And the one thing he just put, there was an article written about him in his Santa Claus movie that he did, and he talked about, you know, his health. I've never given up on him, and I'm really, you know, at some point I continue to encourage him. So I'm encouraging you to hold on one second. I'm encouraging you to tweet Mick, and that's at Real Mick Foley, and encourage him, you know, to come on the program. I told him I'd go and spend a week with him, by the way, and his family. I would go up there and spend a week, show him how to eat, take him out shopping, you know, do all the things that he needs to do to start to heal his body so he can actually tie his sneakers again. He can't tie his shoes because he can't bend over and get his foot to his hand. So think about that. Hold on one second. Chris just walked in. What do you got, babe?
Video's up.
Video's up. Okay, awesome. I'll get to that one second. Thank you, bro. Sparky, if you wouldn't mind throwing up on the chat room, anybody who's looking for any custom DDP T-shirts, my boy's over at ProWrestlingTees.com/DDP, and that's ProWrestlingTees, TEES.com.
Yes.
A lot of people ask for the original Diamond Cutter T-shirt with a diamond in my hands. They did that over again and actually put the at Real DDP in the middle of it. So that's like an original one. You want to check that out. I want to encourage everyone who's thinking about going to DDP Yoga Certification. You want to be certified in DDP Yoga? We got you covered. DDPYogaCertification.com. My man Yoga Doc, my partner who helped invent this whole deal, create this whole workout. He's an amazing cat, and he's handling everything, and it's all worldwide because it's level one. You can get certified level one anywhere because it's all on the internet. Now to go to level two, three, or four, that's got to be personal. But you have to get by level one, then we'll talk to you then. I don't want to forget. I want to end with this right here. We got a member of Team DDP Yoga. His real name is James, but he goes by the name of Clive Craven. And what a cool name that is, huh, Robert? Clive Craven.
Yeah,
we got a song, a rap song that he put together for DDP Yoga. Do we have it queued up? Because if we do, I want to play that right now before we go into these last couple announcements. Then bring my sister Sally on here and talk about the new Double Diamond Extravaganza 2014, the DDP Yoga's Double Diamond. We're doing two different we're doing one event after the other. So if you can't make it the first weekend, maybe you can make it the second weekend. And that's how we're gearing that. If you want to stay for both weekends, you can. But I'll talk about that when I come back from this break right here. If we got it tuned up right here, this is Clive Craven's version of Feel the Bang featuring Madnina. And that's it.
Gold-minded records, they're not your friends.
It's a workout for the body and the mind. And when your body and your mind are working as one, you are well on your way to owning your life.
Shout out to DDP for showing me anything is possible, that I can overcome any obstacle. Yeah. You're the only thing stopping you. I changed my diet to make results optimal. And now I'm ready to rock and load. Red hot core mode. Until I'm bored and I'm soaked. Stretching in my core is the goal. And increasing my breath control. So I can hold it for 3 minutes without winching. I felt sick across the system. I fought out the sickness. Now I exercise with my 3 minutes to achieve fitness. I believe this is a new age. Feel the change rapidly, working out frantically. I remember when 3-count push-ups were too advanced for me. But I've gotten stronger, and can hold them longer. Knock it out the park, Brooklyn Dodger.
Wanna make a change, and it's hard for you. You wanna break the chains, but it's hard to do. You can make anything when you find the truth. You can change anything you put your mind to. Wanna make a change, and it's hard for you. Wanna break the chains, but it's hard to do. You can make anything when you find the truth. You can change anything you put your mind to.
For help.
felt he was my enemy. Now the yoga mat is a friend of me. Looking forward to hitting energy. Looking forward to the milestone of a century. What's next for me? Gotta ring out the headband. After I kicked out Hinge the dead man. Lay my head back and track my heart rate. Then take a water break. I'm calmer nowadays. I'd rather break a sweat than break a bone. And as Dallas Page would say, we're going home. End of the day with a safety zone. That's how I take it to him. With a positive attitude to keep me going. And nothing's slowing me down. Driven on a mission, nothing can stop me now. So I'll stay on track and keep trying. Until you're owning the double black diamond.
Wanna make a change and it's hard for you. You wanna break the chains, but I'm trying to do. You can make me sing when you find the truth. You can change anything you put your mind to. Wanna make a change and it's hard for you. Wanna break the chains, but it's hard for you. You can make me sing when you find the truth. You can change anything you put your mind to.
Awesome. You can change anything you put your mind to. Wow. Strong appearance there by my girl right there. How do you say it? I think it's Mina. Maybe it's Mina Fedora. Really cool looking chick, too. I saw a picture of her. They sent me a little Facebook thing on her, which was pretty cool. But Clive, you know, the one thing, Sparky, let me ask you this. I don't know if you heard the line in there, because, you know, it's rapping. You got to really be listening. But he had that one line where he says, I remember when 3-count push-ups were too hard for me. You know, do you remember that, Spark?
Yeah, that's crazy, man. He's got it down. As far as, like, the journey of DDP yoga, that has it all.
Yeah, he was jamming it up, and I told Clive, be listening to the show tonight, bro, because I'm going to pop you on at some point. But I didn't tell him I was going to pop him on for actually play the song. So it was very cool. All right, one of the other things I want to mention before we bring on my first guest, which is my sister Sally, to talk about, because we've had so many people want to know when the next DDP Yoga Retreat is coming up. So I'm going to bring her on in a couple seconds. And Robert, you're just going to tell me out if, because I'm not getting my tweets here or messages here. So okay. There you are. Okay, got it. Okay, I got you. I got you. We're live over here. All right,
nice.
Cool. I got it. All right, so I want to talk about that On It powder, the hemp powder, the protein. One of the things, people have problems with eggs. I don't have a problem with eggs, thank God. But I don't eat the whey. I don't eat the whey protein because it's, you know, it's made from milk. And it's really like the worst part of the milk, you know, the whey protein that they pull on there. So I don't eat that. These guys that On It, it's not cheap. But if you got one of those chocolate fetishes, like I know a lot of people do, and for like their 3 scoops is like 15 grams of protein. But it's so chocolatey, it's decadent. And my daughter, Brittany, made some flourless brownies that you don't even cook. You stick them in the freezer. And with this hemp protein, out of this world. We're making a video on that. We're actually making a lot of videos for WWE.com. Came to us and wanted to get us, because we have such a good following, but our content is pretty, you know, it's all over the place, from the workouts to the food to daily life to just, you know, what we're doing in general here at the Accountability Crib. And they wanted to feature us. So they have, you know, 5 million hits a month they get on WWE.com. So it's like a no-brainer. We're doing a partnership with them. And we're not making any money doing it. We're just doing it to do it for exposure and to have fun with it. But Jake and I made, and this is my partner Steve Yu's idea, and you know, and then the other guys all chipping in the ideas as we go along, but it was Steve's original idea to do an Odd Couple parody, and this is me and Jake, and you're gonna laugh your asses off. This really could go viral. It's that, I'm not saying it will, but in the wrestling community, it will. Because it's just funny, and it's so many true things that happen in our house. They're a little over the top, just like we are, wrestling style, but they are really good. And then there's what we call the chop video, where one of the guys who works for me and does a lot of the cooking here, you know, I'll tell you what, I'll set you up on that when that video comes out. Just remember, someone's getting chopped by DDP and Jake Roberts. And it makes for some pretty, you know, later on, he wasn't happy at the time, but later on, very funny and very proud of the chops. Again, I want to encourage people, I want to mention this throughout the night, if you guys want to throw it in there too, encourage you to tweet Mick Foley. If you're not following him, you can follow him at Real Mick Foley and encourage him to get on board. I will come and spend a week with him. A week. Oh, before I get to these last, let me talk about this first here. I do want to say our Twitter followers on DDP Yoga, and I love all the guys and girls out there who actually take the time to talk about putting up their workouts, what they're doing today. You go to Twitter, go to at DDP Yoga, and use that. Like, God, the Facebook, at Facebook. Well, first of all, the followers at DDP Yoga, we're up to 65,000 followers. That is really strong. But to me, even more impressive is the Facebook. The Facebook DDP Yoga, again, just one word, we got over 35,000 likes. And the stories that people put up there, I mean, don't listen to anything I say about DDP Yoga or Jake or Jericho or Ryback or any of the boys. Don't listen to anybody. Don't listen to Stacy. Don't listen to Sparky. Don't listen to Robert. Don't listen to, go to Facebook. Read what people write, that take the time out to write. I mean, it's powerful. Oh, and it's really, really cool. Even at Pinterest, we're up to like 1,000 followers. And at Team DDP Yoga, we are over 25,000 people. That is very, very cool. And my personal, at Real DDP, and put at Real DDP when you do the Mick Foley thing, or at DDP Yoga, so we know that you tweeted it over to him, that I'm willing to come and spend a week with him. Let's besiege Mick Foley. I'm not sure if that's the word because I am still a functional illiterate. Is it besiege, Stacy? You tell me if I'm right. Am I right there? Flood.
Say that again?
I said, should I want to besiege, did I just make that word up? I'm not even sure if it's a word. I want to flood Mick Foley with Twitter's request for him to come on board DDP Yoga, and I will move in with him for a week and get him going. But is the word besiege him? Is that a right word?
Yeah, or inundate. You want to inundate him.
Oh, that's even better. I want to inundate him. So everybody flood at Mick Foley, and I'm going to mention that throughout the night. And if I forget, at Real Mick Foley, that is, request to come on board. Before I get into my guest who's on here tonight with me, it's my lovely sister. Before I do, a couple of my boys in Scotland, as a matter of fact, Glasgow, Scotland, my boys Billy and Chris, Billy Kirkwood and Chris Booker, these are two very, very funny guys. They asked me if I would help. I hope that Billy, you tweeted it out, the link to that, because he writes me in the email he sent me. He said, Diamond, do you think you could take the time to, you know, if you have the time, to just put out a little mention about it. All the information's here. Well, all the information's here. Their bit is called I Am the Tag Team Champions, and it's a comedy bit that they do. It's 2 hours. It's August 24th. It's in England, but I don't know where the F where, because he didn't put any of that. So, Billy, Chris, next time tell me where the hell it is, and I'll definitely put you over on that, because they really helped me out while I was in Scotland. I had a great time with them. Very, very funny cats. When I do find the location, I'll let you know on Twitter or something. But I also told Billy to tweet them, so that's that. And I did take care of my boys there with that. Let me just go through my list, make sure I got everything. Clive, we got that. We got the DDP Yoga certifications. And now I want to bring on my sister. But first I want to let you know that the reason I'm bringing her on, because she's the woman who makes it all happen at the DDP Yoga retreat. And I believe the first year we had like maybe 18 people, 19 people. Not sure exactly the number. And then the next year we did like 2 people. And then this year we were over 80 people, and I won't go over, I didn't want to go over 80, but we did like 82 or 83 people. And what Sally's suggestion was to, why don't we break it up into 2 weekends? So this year in July, we're doing the Double Diamond Retreat Extravaganza 2014, and they will be on the dates of July 5th through July 8th, and then July 9th through the 15th. Mm-hmm. Sally, you on the horn here with us?
I am. It is July 8th, 5th, to the 9th. Your workouts will be from the 5th to the 8th.
There you go.
Now, what's great about this, though, is if our DDP peeps want to go and stay till the 10th, on the 9th it's going to be an excursion day. So, because I know you want to go explore Mexico, whether you're going to go do camel rides or, you know, doing the cenotes or going down to the ruins or, you know, going to swim with the whales, like, because that happens in the summertime, so it's awesome. So we're going to do it from the 5th to the 9th, and if people have to go home on the 9th, that's okay, but if they can stay till the 10th, we have a free day that we're going to be able to do an excursion. So the first set of people can do the 5th to the 9th or the 5th to the 10th. And then our second retreat will be July 10th to the 15th. So the first one's going to be a four-nighter, and the second one will be a five-nighter. So now, if the people that want to go the 10th to the 15th and do the five nights, but they want to come on the excursion, they can fly down on the 8th and go with us on the 9th, and then we're revved up for the 10th to the 15th. And with everything that we did this past year, we're tweaking our times for the workouts because we took those surveys, you know, and we molded them. We listened to what a lot of people had to say, and that was important. So I appreciate everybody that did fill it out. And don't worry, your bandanas are coming. So I know they're in the process of those right now. So it wasn't in 2 weeks, so I apologize. But they will be here. They will be here, and I will get them in the mail ASAP. We had a phenomenal time this past year, and I was so excited because it was a lot of people. So I pushed Paige saying, come on, Paige, how many can we have? And he finally said, okay, 80. That's it. Because he was, you know, you wanted to make sure it was perfect. And I know we had a little dip on our gluten, but I learned so much, and I thought that everybody was such great team players and, you know, giving me feedback as we went along. You know, I know that it turned the way it was supposed to. And I know that Ari, who our group's leader is, she really made things happen. Bill, you did a phenomenal job with Stacy and Samantha doing the cooking. And Mike Mullins, the sous chef. Would that be a sous chef, Bill? Stacy? Would that be a sous chef? Would Mike be the sous chef? Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And you were a queen bee assistant. And that meal was phenomenal. So, of course,
Sally,
we're going to keep
Sally,
that
Sally.
In.
Before we go into all that, because a lot of people are on here first time. I just heard Melina's on here, and she's formerly from the WWE Diva and really awesome chick. I actually caught her on Twitter today, and Bill was talking to her about DDP Yoga, and she said, well, how do I know you're not some kind of stalker or something? So I sent her over a tweet, letting her know it was real, and that she said, well, the retreat. She goes, tell me about the retreat. So I think she's on. If you're on, honey, here's the lowdown. Sally, tell them about the El Dorado because, by the way, if you go to ddpyogaretreat.com, Robert, are we up? Are we live on that?
Yeah, we are. I just finished putting it up.
And we just finished painting the house as the people are walking through the nightclub. I've done that plenty of times. Got a kick-ass video on there that starts with Mikey Mullins doing his impersonation of Farley, which is on the last night that we were there. And, again, we eat really great food. We try to show everybody you don't have to do it. But if you want to do the gluten-free, dairy-free, you know, like really healthy way eating and see how amazing the food tastes. Sally was just talking about Bill working with Mikey. Of course, Mikey working with Bill because he's one of our guest chefs to come in and just cook up unbelievably tasting the food that's all healthy because as long as there's no GMOs, it's the bomb. But while we're there on that, you know, we eat really good food. We work out. We have a, you know, we work out hard. You can do one or two workouts a day. It's up to you. You don't have to do both of them, but you have the option to do it. We're going to make those times better because of what the feedback that we got from everybody, which was awesome. It really helps a lot. Like Sally was saying, they actually hear what you like and what, you know, what could have been a little bit better because I don't care whose idea it is as long as it's the right idea. But you'll see Mikey right in the beginning of that video doing that bit of Farley. I won't tell you what happens, but we're all partying because we work out hard, we eat good, but we party. And some people don't need to drink to party and hang out. But me, I'm cocktail, you know, because that's how I roll down there. And I had a great, great, great time with everybody. So tell them a little bit about the El Dorado South. So people who are just listening for the first time or, you know, have been there, you know, let them know.
Well, I have to say that the El Dorado, there is many different properties in Mexico, but nothing is like my El Dorado, the closest to my heart, because of the warmth of the people. And when you walk onto this property, you feel welcome. And when you hop in your little golf cart to get to where you need to go, whether your room is on the El Dorado Royale side or the Casita side, the Casitas have these cool, like, little palapas with these cascading pools and then a swim-up pool where the bartender is. And, of course, we have to have DDP margaritas, which are the fresh lime juice and instead of, like, the mixed cocktails, and they are delicious. But when you walk this property, it's a sprawling property. It's you can stroll it or you can golf cart it. And over by the El Dorado Royale, now I know some of our guests had the newly renovated rooms, and they look dynamic. They've changed it around. And I thought that the Spanish feel was amazing. However, with your rooms, you have 24-hour room service. You've got either a king or two double beds. You've got this kick-ass double jacuzzi in the room. And you have sodas, juices, water, beer at your disposal, which is wonderful. And you can either have a garden view, an ocean front, or a swim-up. So you can be on the first floor, walk out your patio, and dip into your pool.
That's
which is
I'm
awesome. And that's on the casino side. But this is regular on the Royale side. Now they just... And I know that you guys saw the people that did come on our trip this past year. You did notice that they had the swim out a premium. They were right oceanfront, which they weren't there 2 years ago, which were wonderful. So if somebody really wants to have a swim up oceanfront in the Royale side, it's right there, and it's right next to the health bar. And the health bar has phenomenal smoothies in the morning. And then in the afternoon, you could run over to the bar next to it and go get a little rum if you want to add that in there as well. And their food is delicious. Everything's made fresh, which is wonderful. Now, I have to say that when you move over to the Casita side, it's a whole nother animal.
Wait, stop. Before we go there,
yeah.
I want to tell everybody, first of all, that I don't put a lot of money on this thing at all. I'm more about the people and the party, the enjoyment. And when you watch the video, and it's up online right now, and all the pictures and the videos are up there and everything on ddpyogaretreat.com. So you can look at this while we're talking. Go to ddpyogaretreat.com. You know, Robert, just like, thanks for splashing that thing together. We'd already had an awesome site up there. We just had to change our dates, and we didn't, you know, put up the double dates up there yet because we didn't know. Sally just put this all together and got us the best deal that we can get. So, Sal, why don't you break it down before? I want the people to hear, like, what price they're looking at, but I want you to know before you do, there's 9 restaurants on this property. They are all 4 to 5-star restaurants, every single one of them. And you get, this is an all-inclusive, which means you get all the food. You get all the booze. Whatever you're drinking, if you're drinking that, your bottle of water costs you a fortune. Not there, because everything's included. Room service is included. The mini bar included. Everything you're about to hear, when Sally gives you a price breakdown, because I want you to know about it. I don't want you to get there and go, whoa, that's way out of my park. Because today, it is August 21st. You got 11 months. Well, really, you got about 10 months. No, maybe it's 9 months. 9 months to get it all together, because we've got to have the money X amount of time ahead of time. But she's going to give you some prices breakdown. And the people who come in by October, what's out?
October 1st.
October 1st. People who come in by October 1st are going to get it cheaper than the people who come on after October 1st. Now, you don't have to pay for it all at one time. What's going to be the deposit, Sal?
The deposit is $150 non-refundable deposit.
$150. That's what it is. So that's what will lock you into a room. We're only going to do, I'm not doing over 80 rooms. I can't. That's why we've made 2 dates. So what you want to do is, if you're interested in this, you want to jump on this and just know you got locked in. And then we'll have another lockout date where you got to get the half of it up and then the last part. Because, you know, it comes down to me, and, you know, the bottom line is we got to make sure we got all the, you know, all the plates spinning. So, but right in the beginning, it's $150. So break it down, Sal. They get the most beautiful rooms, and she's going to focus on the room number one, which is sweet. And when you go, when you look at it, you're going to go, oh, my God, that's beautiful. Then we'll tell you about the next level up, because there's like two levels, right, Sal?
Well, on the royal side, the El Dorado Royale side, there is five different categories now, okay? The junior suite, where Brittany was staying, and Linda, and I think Don and Dwayne were there. These rooms were all just redone over, and they look fabulous. So for our four-night rate, with our transfers, now wait, I need to tell you something else that's real important. Last year, my tour operator switched to a larger company, so a different company, and all of a sudden, people were pulling up in large buses, which they were stopping, and I didn't like that at all. So I moved it over to Lomas Travel, and we are going to have non-stop transfers. So I thought that was really important because I think it was Jamie that said.
Explain what a transfer is, baby. You know what a transfer is. Well, don't.
Okay, when you get to the airport and you get off and you go through customs, you're going to go outside and you are going to be greeted by Lomas Travel. And Lomas Travel is going to throw you in this little van instead of in this big bus that holds 49 people. And then you're not going to stop at two or three spots. When Jamie and Heather were driving, they said that the big bus drove by the property, went down 15 minutes, dropped off other people, and then came back up and then dropped them off. When I heard that, I was devastated. I said, from now on, we are doing nonstop transfers. So we're going to go from the airport to the resort, which is huge. I need that. I know that people go, because then it's only a 30, not even a 30-minute drive. You know, it took over an hour for Jamie
to get
that.
Okay, let's focus on the positive. You own it. We got it. They're locked in. So
I got it.
And remember, when you guys come, you're not going to Orlando or Memphis or Detroit. You're going to a foreign country. When you get that foreign country, as soon as you walk out of the baggage customs, you get hit by all these people. Hey, can we get this? Can we get this? Because it's Mexico. You just walk right past them all. Lomas will be waiting right there for you. Take you right to our 5-star resort. So now, Sal, tell me.
And it is a 5-star.
It is a 5-star. Right?
Absolutely, absolutely, hands down. And the rate, if people go online to look at the reviews, everybody.
Yeah. Please,
oh my gosh.
Read the reviews.
Okay, phenomenal.
So Sal, what's the cost?
Well, wait a minute. Let me tell you what's included. All right. Included in our package is our nonstop transfer. We can do a 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever. I got a text from Ralph Bird, and he says, I'm in first. He's raising his hand. I'm in first, and he wants to do both weeks.
Of course he does.
And he said, wait a minute. He also said he drank enough Patron the cost of his trip.
Of course he did. That's my Ralphie boy.
I know. So
he died almost every workout too, except for he went scuba diving
with Paulie. He did sneak out for one to go diving. But what's also included, besides the all inclusive, all your meals, all your drinks, all your shipping? Do I suggest in Mexico? Do you bring 50 singles, 55s? Because $2, $2, $5 goes a long way. They're not expecting it. It's just greatly appreciated. It really is. So what happens? Uh-oh, just got a text from Christina Ann. She's in, too, both weeks. Uh-oh. Better get her
talking. Of course she is. That's awesome. We're not bullshitting you here, people. We're just telling you shit as it happens.
I know, and it's awesome. So besides transfers, nonstop transfers, our all-inclusive food, booze, tipping, non-motorized water sports. Yes, everything is included. And you get a $250 resort credit. Let me explain what that means. All right, that $250 will be for $50 per person for a spa, for an 80-minute massage. So you can put $50 towards your spa treatment. And I think this spa cost $160. So it would cost you $110 per person for the spa, but it's an 80-minute massage, which
it's
is
awesome.
Delightful. And then there's the you have $50 per person towards the candlelight dinner, with that candlelight dinner. It's normally $170 a couple, so then you'd only pay $70 for that candlelight dinner.
Let me explain this. Food is free. The candlelight dinner is on the beach. You're in your own little, like, they make it so romantic. I brought my girl down there, and it was, it was really nice. So that's a whole different animal. So there are things that you could do that are even more extravagant that's already there. But you don't need to do that. But
you need to know it's there.
All right,
absolutely.
So
but now remember, there is probably 10 different bottles of wine and champagne to choose from that are included in the package, 10 or 15. There's so many different choices that you can choose from. But if you wanted to have an upgraded bottle of, you know, champagne or wine or whatever, they give you $50 credit towards bottles of wine too. So that $250, I think, is well worth it for people that want to do a little different things.
Yep, that works.
You don't have to. It's just there. So, and then what was really great, what Ari did for us this year, is she gave us dine-around options to go around to make, so dinner reservations. Because when you're in the Royale section, it's no reservations. When you're in the Casita section, they allow you to make reservations. But it doesn't mean that you get turned away. When you're at the Royal, you just can't make a reservation, so you have to go in, put your name. Now, if you're going out to a restaurant around your home on a Saturday night at 8 o'clock, and it's a good restaurant, are you getting seated at 8 o'clock? No way. So you're waiting 45 minutes to sit, maybe an hour. So like I try to bring this into any type of my guests that are traveling to the Caribbean or Mexico, I say to them, if you know you want to eat at 8 o'clock, you go at 7:15. You put your name in. You're underneath the stars, having a drink. Where are you going anyway? So,
all right, get into this thing.
But wait, I need to say this.
Get into what it costs them.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just getting all excited. All right.
Hey, I want to if anybody who was at the trip or you got a question, we're only going to take a few callers. Go to 347. That's 347-994-1216, 347-994-1216. Sparky, throw it in the chat room. Spark, do we have any questions so far? Because I didn't know Stacey was here. Who's fielding the questions, you or Stacey?
We both are, but I don't have much other than tons of excitement in the chat room. Pretty much everybody who's been on the trip in the chat room is saying they're going, and like 50% of them are there for both weeks.
I got to say, Sparky was an original, like, first five people to put on to come through the first retreat we ever did. And a week and a half out, what happened to you, why you couldn't come, bro?
Yeah, I was coming down, and I felt bad because I was Rev Kev's, you know, mentor for the trip. He had never traveled before in his life.
Rev Kev lost 104 pounds in 4 months, 138 pounds in 6 months. And Sparky, you and Doug, our monster motivator, are really a lot responsible for inspiring him to kick ass like that. So you were his go-to guy. And what happened?
And then, actually, it's pretty sad. My wife's grandmother got ill and ended up passing away. So that was not a good time, not a good trip for us to go on.
And that was completely refunded. I mean, something like that, you were completely refunded. But we were bummed out you couldn't come. So now we have two more since then. But I know you're coming this year, right?
This year is happening.
And Stacey, how did you this is just real feeling. Because I tell people, don't say anything you don't really want to say. Say what you felt. Stacey, how did you and Bill enjoy the trip? This is your second time down there, right?
Second time, last year, you know, I'd never been to a place like that. And some of you know, I've never been married yet. And I'm like, this is the honeymoon I never had, you know. It was just so romantic and beautiful and just stunning. And I wanted to back up and say something about their spa. I didn't do the spa last year, and this year I did. And I'm a spa junkie. And these treatments that I got were the best that I've ever had at a spa anywhere. And I just felt there was something a little different about their approach. I'm like, what? I couldn't put my finger on it. And later I found out that some of these massage therapists there. They're more than just massage therapists. They're actually shamans, you know, from the, you know, like the Four Agreements, Don Miguel Ruiz tradition. It's like Native American, but they just go way underneath the fact that your muscles are tense. You know, they work on your energy. They work on you as a complete, you know, being. And it was unbelievable. I mean, it was the best spa experience I've ever had.
Stacey, qualify that. You are a world traveler. You were paid to go in places and put food reviews on it. So you've seen one or two places.
Yeah, and this really stuck out. I mean, it just was so above and beyond average. And if I had known that going in about the spa, I would have booked a treatment every day.
and just like, again, these are just people who real feelings. You don't even listen to us. Go read the reviews. You can't have people, hey, write this review. They write from their hearts just like they do on DDP Yoga. On Facebook, one word, DDP Yoga, read what people write. So let's get, I got five callers on here, Sal, so give me the price breakdown. I'll talk a tiny bit about the casitas. I know Yoga Doc's on here, and he's chomping at the bit to talk about certifications. We got four other callers on here. I want to get them all in and stay on, Sal, because you might have questions for you. But give us the price breakdown and what, you know, what it's going to cost minimum, and then if they want to, you know, go to that both trips, and all the information's going to be up there on the site.
It will be. Now, the Junior Jacuzzi Suite, which is our lead-in room, which is beautiful, not including air, because if you guys have frequent flyer miles, American Express points, we can help you with that. But the four-night rate, so if we did the fifth to the ninth one, it's $989 for a double occupancy. Okay?
Which means per person. If there's
that
two
means
people,
per person. If
what
I
if
had
they
a single
occupancy? What if they want to
go by themselves? Yes, if they want to go by themselves, it's $1,165.
And that's for 4 days complete with everything.
That is four nights, five
four
days.
Nights. 5 days,
five,
right.
Yes, correct. Complete with everything. And that is our previous guest early promotion that we have for October 1st, up until October 1st. Now, if they
so
stay five nights, what,
okay.
baby?
No, so $989
double, $1,165
right.
for the single for four nights.
Right.
If we if you did five nights, it would be for a double occupancy per person is $1,160, and for five nights for a single, it'd be $1,380.
Beautiful. So you can do the math for the rest and how that goes down. But
on the
website,
it's
going
to say that page. It's going to show extra nights. We will show 3 to 7 nights. And then we'll put the extra room nights up there, how it works, okay? And if they're going to do the both retreats, if they want to stay extended times, that's cool, and they don't want to do the second retreat or they don't want to do the first retreat, they want to come in a couple extra days, we can do that. But if they're going to do both retreats, so say they did, you know, 2 5-nighters, they want to stay 10 nights, it would be $1,160 times 2, you know, for double occupancy.
Again, do the math. So bottom line is now those casitas, and I was really surprised how many people, like these casitas, when I tell you, Dustin Rhodes was down there with me, and Dustin and I, we've traveled the world. You know, we've stayed at the biggest shitholes, and we've stayed at the ritziest places there are. And I told him, I said, D, when you get down there, if you get the casita room, bro, it's going to be like 2 out of 3 falls, drag out, knock down. It's the sweetest place you've ever been to. You know, I put it in the top 3 rooms I've ever stayed in my life, and I've stayed in the swankiest places you can go to. And they got the big high ceiling. They got the big-ass room, the big-ass bed. They've got the humongous jacuzzi. It's got to be for like 4 people. The special table all laid out with all the stuff and all the trinkets that they send you every night. Like, yeah, you know, I mean, it was decadent how bad it was there and the fruit and everything. And then they got another tub off to the left for you and your girl or whoever you're with. And then you go out and around to the shower, which is outside with this tree branch that comes down and gives you a shower that's totally confined. Then you walk out your back little slide out door. And if you're on the bottom one, like I like to be on, you walk out and there's a kick-ass bed right there and the tables and chairs there with all screened in with your privacy, or you step one step out into the water and you're in 10 inches of water with your chairs out there to get tan, or your little lagoon that comes around to your own private bartender, which after we do the workouts in the afternoon, bang, we're right to the bar and getting ready for dinner that night. So the pool bar, that is, it's right outside my room. And I don't know, I think we had like 40 people stay in those casitas, didn't we, Sal?
We had 11 rooms. So 22
people. It was amazing. Everybody had a great time. It was awesome all the way around. Now, that room is more expensive, of course. So, but you're getting what you pay for on that big time. And the other one, like I say, those junior suites are really sweet. They're beautiful. Go to this site. Check him out. I want to get some callers in here. I got to bring on Yoga Doc first, so he's in the queue here. Doc, are you still with us?
Absolutely. How you doing, everybody?
Hey.
Up, Yoga Doc? Hey.
So, Yoga Doc, Dr. Craig Aaron, one of the greatest chiropractors on the planet and one of the co-creators of DDP Yoga. He is the head of our certification department. And, Doc, how's that looking for our first couple of years? We've only been open for 21 days on the certification. How are we doing over there?
21 days, and we're looking good and everything. Really, thanks, huge, huge thanks to Robert for really just making it all happen, as far as just getting everybody, getting the website together. And right now, this very moment, I'm on the forums and telling people about how, you know, do the level one workouts. You know, they're saying, well, how far back do I go? If, you know, for the 100 hours of performed workouts, I go, do the level one workouts. Do the Diamond Dozen workouts as part of your 100 hours. Do it now. You know, you can go back and you can log them in, you know, all your logged hours before, but you're going to need to learn this thing from front to back. It's just, I'm doing that right now. I'm answering these questions on the forums. So there's a lot of good questions. Everybody, and by the way, Sparky, you are the man.
Yeah, he is.
Thanks, bro.
Sparky, you are making everything so much easier for everybody. You've got this whole thing. You're telling everybody about the online diary, the online journal for on Google Docs, and that's just that's been a real boon to folks right away. That's awesome.
Beautiful, Doc. Anybody, you got to get the level one certification. Like I said, you can get anywhere in the world. We are going to have something set up for probably the second week while we're down there for those who actually got the level one certifications, like in this first couple of months. Level two, you got to come to us. And wherever we are, we might be in Detroit, we might be in Orlando, we'll always be in Atlanta. That's our home. But we're going to be setting that up after we get enough people that certified at level one, because besides me and Yoga Doc, there ain't anybody else higher than that. that's what we're going to be working towards. You got to come and see us. We will find the spot to qualify you for the level two if you're down at the retreat, if you've already got level one. And I know I'll be really blown away if Michael Manna, a.k.a. Stevie Richards, isn't down there, because he's coming to my house, actually, here. We're going to do it in August. I think we're going to have to do it in September now to get him totally geared for level one certification. He's really been working his ass off. I would be really surprised if we didn't see him down there and a couple other boys. I'm not sure, but it's going to be a good time down there, down at the retreat, and hopefully combining it with a couple people that will get yoga DDP yoga certified level two. So, Doc, anything else you want to add before I jump on these questions here?
No, just saying hello to everybody. Look, folks, I'm available. I'm now up and on the forums. We had a little technical difficulties with my passwords, but Robert, I'm in, and I'm taking care of business now. So thank you, sir, for resetting that.
No problem, man.
And that's the cool thing about it. Total and complete access, everybody. You got questions? We've got them on this whole forum section. Sign up. You're gonna. A lot of people have said this, Dallas, and if you haven't heard it yet. They're saying, I'm not ready to teach. I don't know. I haven't hit my goals yet. And I said, if you do these level one workouts and you keep working hard and you do it 5 days a week and you keep holding to the level, you know, the phase two and phase three eating guide, you're going to hit your goals. And then you're going to be able to teach it, and you're going to teach it all from experience. So
and, you know,
get on it.
A lot of people I know in direct yoga classes, they get certified level one, level two. They still don't teach. They wait till they're comfortable. You know, maybe they take the level three before they do it. You know, for us, you know, we want you ready. It's all about tone and attitude and feeling comfortable where you're at. And, you know, you'll have an opportunity to do that all online. It's this way you can redo it and redo it and redo it.
Yes.
It's online.
Yes, we'll look at your videos. You're going to teach. I mean, if you're serious, you'll be teaching. You're going to film it. And then I'm there with you. I'm there with you saying, okay, let's do this. Okay, that looks good. So you're going to have somebody with you every step of the way. And
awesome.
I'll tell you, this is great, Dallas. It's really been fantastic, and I'm just so psyched about it. We've got about, I don't know, Robert, about 20 people now. We're pretty close to it.
Yeah, just about.
Oh. Hey, for 21 days, just put it out. That's awesome. Okay,
it's
Doc.
The pioneers, man.
Keep up the great work. Let's bring on our star of the. We're going to call it the Double Diamond, the Double Diamond Retreat Extravaganza 2014. Mikey Mullins, you out there, buddy?
Yo, what's going on, guys?
You tell me.
Hi. I got to tell you what, I heard the retreat was on the subject of the show tonight, and I got to chime in here. All right, one of my favorite rock stars, Sammy Hagar, formerly of Van Halen, wrote a song called Mas Tequila, and he said about Mexico, you go there once, you'll be there twice. Because that is one of the truest statements. Once you get down to this retreat, it is I'm blowing smoke up your ass or anything. It was the best vacation, one of the best times of my entire life. I've been able to, like, tour the world as well. I did comedy for many years, and there's nothing like this. I mean, if you guys get a chance to go down there, and I wanted to say this, too. I have a girlfriend. I've been dating her for 2 years. She was not initially on board with DDP Yoga. She always saw it as a wrestling thing, and she'd rather have the flu than watch wrestling. So she always saw it as a wrestling thing, and I sprung it on her. I said, hey, guess what, babe? We're going to Mexico. She's all excited. And a couple weeks later, I'm like, oh, by the way, it's a DDP yoga retreat. And she kind of scoffed at it a little bit, but was still excited. When she got down there, she really realized why I was so drawn to this program. It totally clicked for her, and she has been on board ever since. So if any of you guys, I know a lot of guys I talk to on DDPyoga.com, always throw out that they're on board, but their spouse isn't, or their husband isn't, or their wife isn't, or girlfriend, and they're trying to get them on board. To really get what DDP Yoga is all about, you need to be around this community, and you need to be around Dallas and all the people who do this. And I guarantee you, if you're trying to get your wife or husband or someone on board, bring them down to this retreat. There's no way you can't leave Mexico being without an abundance of motivation. And you guys really just got to look into that. I mean, and even if you're single, too, if you're single, I know plenty of single people that went down this year and last year, Dave Orth, Scott Rue. Scott Rue's not single, but came down alone. There's no reason to feel isolated when you're single, because we're all just partying. It's one big party. You hook up with people, you get into groups, and you don't need to have a spouse or anyone to go down there with. It's an amazing time, and I guarantee you, if you book the trip, you're not going to regret it.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because that was the biggest thing, Mikey, that I would get from people, especially we got in the reviews and, you know, people who talk to me directly or like, I just can't believe how nice everyone is. I said, I don't hang out with assholes. You know, I don't have the time to. You know, life's too short. You know, I'm in the second half of my life right now, and I want to enjoy every minute of it. And you know, guys like you coming down there, and all the other people who did it was just you know, from the minute we started out on the beach, and you guys get to see that in that video, the different spots we're working out and eating, and people talking about it, and you actually see Mikey up there talking about it with his girl. So thanks for coming on, brother. Appreciate you sharing that with us. Let me go to our next person.
And real quick, the certification, top notch. I kind of, not that you do anything half-assed, but, you know, it hasn't been on the board yet, the certification. It's not on the map like DDPO is. So I kind of expected to have a lot of bugs and, like, I don't know, just didn't expect it to be as spot-on as it is. And you guys did an awesome job of that certification site, too. Robert,
it's just a lot of hard work. Robert and Yoga Doc and Steve and me, we put our two cents in here and there what we want to do, but it's really Yoga Doc's baby, and Robert's been his right hand on that. So, you know, they've been working really hard, and we don't do anything half-assed. No sense of doing it, you know, as you know.
Hi, guys.
Thank you, bro.
Be cool, guys.
Okay, we have Nick on the line. I want to get everybody on here. If you're on the line, I'm going to get to you. Nick, you there?
Yeah, how's it going, man?
Great, Nick. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from D.C. And
awesome. That's Arthur Borman country. That's Arthur Borman.
Yeah. It's funny. I actually almost worked out with Arthur like last fall, and then it started getting too cold. We both got kind of busy and shit. But I wanted to call to thank you. You had liked the link that I posted. I'm doing the DDP Yoga Challenge, and I posted a video. I've been doing like a YouTube blog, and I just wanted to say thank you because it's really like a big boost to my motivation and whatnot. So.
Yeah, when I see something that moves me, I like it. You know, I just don't go through liking shit. And, that whole DDP challenge is an awesome thing. And me and Sparky, we were going to talk about that tonight, but I forgot we had.
Yeah.
Next week, we're going to focus on the DDP Yoga Challenge, as a matter of fact. So, thanks for calling in and letting me know, bro. You got anything else you want to ask me?
I think that's it, man. I just thanks for that, and I'll be posting a new blog tomorrow, and I'll make sure to be linking it on the DDP Yoga page.
Yeah, you know, and anybody, thank you so much, Nick. Appreciate you calling and let us know. And anybody who is doing the challenge, and you know, we're it's not about the money. We wanted to give people incentive, so that's why we offered $5,000 for the first 3 months to see who had the most inspiring blog. I believe September we'll be giving away our first $5,000. And the judges who I brought on to this are people who work with us who've been totally inspiring at a different level. And two of them are right here on this broadcast with me, Stacey Morris, who, lost 185 pounds in 18 months and literally changed her life. If you haven't seen her video, if you haven't gone to her blog, which her blog is StaceyMorris.com, you must go. I don't care if you're man or woman. You want to follow what she's doing, what she's saying. The amazing recipes that she puts up there. Another one of our people is Sparky. Now, Sparky, you got a blog going yet? I'm not sure if you did or not. Did you? You're doing so much other shit. What's your blog?
Yeah, it's ddpyogaregularguy.com.
Awesome, ddpyogaregularguy.com. Anything Sparky does, I know because he helps so many people out there on Team DDP Yoga. Also going to be another person because he's so much a big part of our team and so much a big part of what we do. Robert's going to be another judge for us. We've got Terry Lang's going to be another judge for us. And, where do you guys see her in our docu-mercial? We're going to be rolling that out and testing it in September. See her in it. Her and Stacy are just amazing beauties. Amazing. And they really lighted up both Stacy's in there. And their transformation is just amazing. Hold on 1 second. I just got to tell Kimberly was calling me in. Kimberly, I'm on the line live right now with DDP Yoga. Can I call you when I get off the show?
Yeah.
All right, buddy. See you. We also have Doug Steffen. Some of you may know him as the Monster Motivator. He's been over in Afghanistan for the last year, but I looked him to come back when he gets out of there. I think he's just finishing up over there and really becoming a big part of what we're doing here again on Team DDP Yoga. So, and of course, Steve and Arthur Borman. So these are the people who will be judging these that come in. I did not want to be the sole judge of that because I know there's too many good things out there. Too many people writing too many amazing, inspiring things. So we're going to do one in 3 months, which will be in September. It'll be $5,000 deal for that. Then right before Christmas, we're going to do another $5,000 for the best blog for those first 6 months. And then in June, we're going to do another $5,000 given away to the best blog. So the 3 months, 6 months, and 1 year, well, all three of those will be 1 year at the time. And then we're going to vote on who is the most inspiring blogger of the year. They'll get an additional $10,000. And so it's a $25,000 challenge there. And we're putting it out to everybody out there, especially if you're doing DDP yoga. You don't have to be doing it to be considered, but, it would really help you. if you want to see the first recipient of the award, of course, it's Arthur Borman. Go see how we gave him his first checks, which definitely floored him to a speechless degree. You can check that on DDPYogaChallenge.com. That's all right there. So let's go to our next caller. We got Drew. Drew, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, man.
Hey, buddy, where are you calling from?
Whole,
I'm calling from Alabama, Mobile, Alabama. I actually saw you at Uncensored 98 versus Raven and Benoit.
Oh, God, that was a great match then. I know anything I did with Benoit was an awesome match.
My call was actually not yoga-related. It's actually wrestling-related, if that's all right.
There you go. Sure.
It's two questions. The first question being, why do you think that you weren't the one to end the Goldberg streak? Like, you should have been. You were the hottest in the company right then. Like, why weren't you the one to beat Goldberg? And then the second question would be, like, why did WWE, it almost seems like they buried you. Like, why did they do that with your character?
Oh, let's go to two different things. Let's go start off with the WWE thing. There was a war going on, as everybody knows. And I didn't think that all the way through, that angle. if I did, I wouldn't have done it. But I think that, you know, history is written by the winners. If you look at every bit, you know, Benedict Arnold wouldn't have been Benedict Arnold. He wouldn't have been the bad guy. He'd have been the good guy, you know, if the English won the war. The bottom line is that, you know, I think that the WWE at the time, or WWF, was trying to prove, like, hey, look, that was a fluke. That two-year run where they kicked our ass and that guy was on top, you know, it was a fluke. And if I would have just left after that angle with Taker, I guess that would have been right. But coming back with that feud I had with Christian, which was a ton of fun, I left there on a good note. And, you know, I understand politics. I understand them better than most people. I just didn't think that was going to happen. I had the whole idea of people's champion versus people's champion, which would have really been money. And I threw that out there, and it's the first goal I didn't go after where I didn't go, well, you know what? Did you not want to do that, Vince? Great idea on the stalker angle, but when you want to do people's champion versus people's champion, get back to me. If I would have done that, my whole life would have changed because nothing could stop.
That would have been awesome, by the way.
But let me tell you the positive side, because I don't care, and this is a lesson to everyone out there who's listening. You can focus on the negative things that happen in your life, or you can learn from them. And let me tell you what I learned. What I learned is don't let anyone derail a goal. If you have a vision, if you have something that you love, and you want to do it more than anything, don't let anyone tell you you can't do something. So what I learned from that is you need to get up. I don't care how good the deal is, how much money it is, because it was a lot of money. Trust me, it was a lot of money that they paid me to do that. And it's all big character. You know, don't be afraid to get up and walk away from the negotiation table and just walk away. I don't care if you're buying a new car. Get up and walk away. I don't care if you're at the flea market. Walk away. Unless you think the deal works for you, walk away. Because I'll tell you, 90% of the time, they will call you back. Now, when I had to deal with this group called Blue Sky, which is a division of Warner Brothers, when I had DDP Yoga at the time, YRG, with that company, when they, you know, when it came time for me to get it back and they offered me a deal, I was like, I'm not going to do that. And I walked away from the table. I walked away three times. And I can't tell you about the other deals that I've walked away from that have been million-dollar deals, and they've come back to give me everything I want. And I learned so much from that stalker angle. There's nothing – I wouldn't change a thing, because I would never be where I am today. We would have never been on HBO last night on Real Sports. We would never have been highlighted like that, because my life had to go exactly the way it was. I was on such a high going into the WWE that I needed to be knocked down to really appreciate the next level I was going to. So that's the really positive side. That's what I focus on. And my relationship with the WWE right now is amazing. It's amazing. You know, JBL. You know, we were, you know, we knew each other in the wrestling days, but we become, you know, better, you know, I'd say friends. I really like the guy. But we don't talk
JBL
that
knows
much.
Business.
Say what?
I said JBL knows business.
Yes, he does. There's a smart sumbitch. But he put out a a blog today that, like, just touched my heart. It humbled me. I was so honored. He talked about our show on HBO and Real Sports and how much, you know, just all, I mean, God, it was just so such a smart guy, the way he detailed, you know, everything about the show. And then he went on, which was the headline of the article or his blog, and he said that DDP has made a case for being in the Hall of Fame 2014. And he went on to talk about my career and the Diamond Cutter and just unbelievable. I was humbled. I was so honored that I often say to people, because everybody thinks it's all about who you know and who knows you, and I particularly don't believe that. You know, so many people tell me, well, it's all about who you know or who knows you. And I'm like, not really. It's all about who's willing to say they know you. Who's willing to put their name on the line for you. JBL is the first, like, monster superstar because he's a world champion, big guy, you know, color commentator, does all the pay-per-views. He's the first guy in our business to step up and say that about me. And, man, it choked me up, and it just I felt so honored. I mean, it was just such an honor for him to do that. Now, let's go back to the first question you asked. Bill Goldberg.
You should have been Goldberg. You should have been Goldberg.
Brother. You know, I have no second thoughts about it. It would have been fun, but the moment I'll share with you is Dusty Rhodes pulled me aside. And he's my first mentor. Jake is my mentor who taught me to shit in the ring. But without Dusty Rhodes, there is no Diamond Dallas Page. And he pulled me aside, and he goes, I just want you to know, I thought they should have put the strap on you tonight. This is before the match. And he goes, I just got to have a meeting with Bischoff. I'm like, E, it's D's time. This is his time. And the main reason they didn't put it on me there, because you know that, you know, I had it three other times, you know. But the main reason they didn't put it on me there, first of all, they should have, mainly because that would have been so believable for Bill. We could have had some kind of screw finish the next time, and then eventually he'd have got it back and had even a better run, I think. And he would have had that monkey off his back. But I think that I know what Dusty's told me. He told me that following week, Bill was going to be on the cover of Entertainment Weekly wearing the world title. He was going to be on the cover of on TV Guide wearing the title. There was so many things where he was the guy, you know. And I just looked at Dusty and I went, I get it. You know, like, hey, I'm just happy to be here living a dream, you know. And it was, damn. I mean, to take Bill, who was one of the true icons in professional wrestling. I mean, he really has. The way he came up, the explosive stuff that he did, to have taken Bill to his best match ever. That's in my top four matches of all time. You know, so, you know, to me, that's the really positive side I take out of it. But I appreciate your respect, bro, and I appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, it was a great match. Can I ask one more question?
Yeah, quickly.
What do you think? Okay, what is your opinion of Goldberg's match with Brock Lesnar? It was supposed to be the big match like you and Goldberg, but it failed miserably.
Well, I'll just leave it at this. I've seen Billy had better matches. I've seen Brock had better matches. I thought Brock had an unbelievable match with Punk this last pay-per-view. I don't really watch pay-per-views anymore, but I watched this one, and I thought this was one of the best pay-per-views I've seen in a long time. I mean, there was some really great matches on that card. That was a great match, though. So I don't really focus, as you know, man, positively, Paige. I don't focus on the negative shit. I focus on the positive shit, brother. Thank you so much for calling in, Slick Nick.
Self high five, my friend. Take it easy.
You got it, bro. Drew, are you still here? Yo, Drew. Okay, Drew dropped off. How about DB? Is DB still in the queue?
DB's still here.
Hey, DB, where are you calling from, bro?
Nashville, Tennessee.
I love Nashville, Tennessee. What do you got, babe?
Well, I just wanted to talk about the retreat, one of the workouts, and, you know, Doc sent me, well, it's not Bubbles, doing alligator. night we drank. We drank even more.
Oh, DB, all right. You had some fun, right?
Dude, I had a blast, and I lost like 12 inches.
Not off that retreat you did.
No, I lost 4.5 on the retreat.
Awesome, man. Awesome. But, you got anything you want to shout out or anything?
But, you know, top it off, I mean, the friends are just, it's a total family, DDP Yoga is. And dealing with, or working out with my brother, and he's doing, going for the certification, it's, we've stepped it up another notch.
Yeah, he did. Donnie's a good man.
And try working out with him. It's even better. But we hold each other accountable, and we're both down for the 2 weeks next year. But when people have to say about food, it's all about the food. You know, what you do, how you mix it. And I'm a chef. We all know this.
Yep.
And, you know, I've been changing where I'm making a difference now and playing with the gluten-free, even in the hotel. And I have a challenge for you.
Wow.
I do. I have a challenge for you. I have a hotel with a ballroom, and I think we could fill it with yoga mats.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about that. Nashville's an awesome location to do that.
I'm just throwing that out there because we're right now we're 25 strong and trying to put together our Yoga Nashville branch. My brother's adamant about it, and I'm in support.
I dig it, bro. We'll definitely give that up. We'll talk about that privately. You got that?
I would like to see a 4X T-shirt that you offer, but, you know, that's just me.
Hey, dude, I have up to 5X T-shirt. I gotta look into that because we had some here, but everything's packed up in my house because I'm doing some construction, so I had to move everything off to the side. But hit me about that in about a week. It could be hit next week around this time, and I'll make it a point to go through that to see if I can find that, all right?
I will.
All right, buddy. Thanks for calling in, man. Give me best
to
Donnie.
I appreciate you guys. All right.
Bye. Our last caller, I believe, is Kyle. Are you still on the line?
Yeah, man, I'm still on the line.
Still on the line, huh? Good, man. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Silver Spring, Maryland.
Oh, okay. Again, we got the Arthur Borman territory from Maryland.
So I didn't even know that. I didn't know wrestling was around here really like that.
No, I'm talking about Borman, Arthur Borman, disabled veteran Arthur Borman.
Oh, true. Is he a wrestler?
No. Is this a wrestling question, Kyle?
Yeah, it was, but I'm kind of mad because the guy before this, after this guy, he kind of, like, stole my whole topic, and I was on the phone like, this guy. it was like a Goldberg topic. But my question
else?
Was, like, basically, how was it working with Bill Goldberg, like, in the ring? Like,
I loved him. Great guy. I'm the first guy to ever tell him he should be a wrestler, ever. Met him in a strip joint. Years earlier. I just
That's
knew
awesome.
He had a lot of charisma and he had that just fire about him. And, you know, I went down to San Diego to actually do DDP yoga with him about 2 months ago. And, you know, because our body gets really beat up from that crazy shit. And,
yeah, I can imagine.
When Bill Goldberg told me he wanted to do DDP yoga, I was only more moved when Stone Cold Steve Austin did on his show a couple weeks back. You know, so for that damn redneck, I've tried to get him to do it for 8 years. One of my closest friends, and you know, for him, you know, reach out and do it. It's pretty cool. But overall,
cool.
Really great, man. That's all I can tell you on that. Well, I'm sorry. At least you got your question answered, the first one too. So,
right.
Trevor, thanks for calling in, Kyle. I appreciate it, brother.
Man.
Do we have any, Stacy or Sparky, do we have any other questions or anything before we close it out?
No, it's pretty clear.
So.
Okay, cool, and then we covered it all. All right, I want to thank everybody for coming on here tonight. And remember, if you're still listening, please go to @RealMcFoley. Tell him DDP offered to move in with you for a week. You don't even have to come to the accountability crib. I'll bring the accountability crib to Mick Foley. Let's get Mick Foley healthy. That's the goal this year. by the end time Christmas comes around, make him really put his heart and soul in the heel of his body so he'll be able to walk around when he's my age. You don't have to do all the crazy shit I do. I just want him to be able to walk around when he's my age. He's 9 years younger than me. He needs to get his health together. Let's not give up on Foley. All right, guys, again, thanks a lot for coming on the show tonight. You've been wonderful. You've been marvelous, but see ya. Thanks, Robert. Thanks, Stacy. Thanks, Margie.
You checked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! Into the diamond cutter.
I don't believe it. Wow. Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.